This is Drusilla Crutchfield. Wednesday, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Praise God and a good morning to the listening area of KAJN. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, that you have supplied man with the knowledge to be able to get your word abroad, Father. Indeed, to be able to bring it into every home, not only in this area, Father, but across the world. Father, help us that we might be humble servants of yours. Take our bodies and our minds, our voices, our hands, Father, and use them as you would to serve you and to bring your word about this earth as you would have it brought. To bring that knowledge, to bring that conviction of the Holy Spirit, to bring that teaching of salvation, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your eternal love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me again in this series, Welcome Holy Spirit, an important part of your life today. An important part of being a Christian. Praise God for salvation. Praise God that we have salvation. And with salvation, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let us look closer at what the Holy Spirit has for us in our life today. Acts 1, verse 8. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the world. We can even go further up in the chapter of Acts, until the Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Until the day in which he was taken up, Jesus Christ was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. How did he do that? Through the Holy Ghost. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, our teacher, Christ said, when he leaves, he will leave us the Comforter, who will guide us in all things. Hearing only the voice of the Father and telling us only the voice of the Father. Telling us only the things of God. The Holy Spirit will never guide you wrongly. The Holy Spirit will never guide you wrongly. How do I know this? Back again to that beautiful verse in John. Chapter 16, verse 13. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. This is what the Holy Spirit will show us. What is for Jesus Christ? What is it that Jesus Christ has for us? What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is part of God. Just as Jesus is part of God, the Holy Spirit is part of God. Jesus was not just for the disciples in the time of the disciples, was he? Did Jesus stop making intercession for you just because he left this earth, just because he walked during the time of the disciples, just because this was written during the time of the disciples? No. Jesus is part of God, which is today and forever. Jesus was, he is, and he ever will be. Just as God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Well, so is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was not just for the disciples, just for the day of the disciples, just during that time period. The Holy Spirit is part of God. And if God was and is and ever shall be, and Jesus was and is and ever shall be, then so is the Holy Spirit. He was, he is, and he ever shall be. And just as God has not changed, God promises us that he will never change. He is an unchanging God. Just as God has never changed, Jesus will never change, and the Holy Spirit will never change. What was for the disciples in the day of Pentecost is for the people of God today, because God's word says that he is never changing. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is God, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit together in one in unity. I know this. I know this because my word says it. Not my word. The word of God says it. I say my word as I hold it here in my hand. I might not believe everything that I read from every author in every book out in the world. I can pick up thousands of books written by thousands of different preachers of the gospel. And in one I can read the gifts of the Holy Spirit were just for the day of the time of Pentecost. And in another I can read the gifts of the Holy Spirit are forever. And in another I can read the gifts of the Holy Spirit, those gifts are not gifts at all, but they're something from Satan. You see, no matter which book I pick up, I can read something different. But this book is never changing. This is the Word of God. It is true. It always has been true. It always will be true. And if there is one thing in God's Word that is true, then the whole book is true. And if you find anything in God's Word that is not true, then the whole book would not be true, and that would be calling God a liar, and he is not. He is not a liar. My God is truth itself. My God is love itself. And because of that, because God was never changing, Jesus is never changing, and the Holy Spirit is never changing. Let's go on and read in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. You see, if you will go on through and read this, you will understand. You will be amazed. I am amazed today that this can happen. Why is it that I can get up in a church service, or I can get up in a meeting, and I can speak in a language that is unknown to me, and someone else will get up right behind me and give a message from God that is the interpretation of that language, because they could hear that unknown tongue, because it is from the Holy Spirit. And just as the Holy Spirit was then, so is the Holy Spirit today. Oh, I can tell you, sweet sisters, if there is no other freedom, there is freedom in Jesus Christ. And He gives you the power, the guidance, the teaching, the instruction, the comfort through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit to be filled. You know, yesterday we were talking about being like a drowning man. That a drowning man would not first bail all the water out and then say, "Help, come save me." Instead, he would say, "Come and save me." First, you come to Jesus first, then He'll take care of getting rid of all of the problem areas in your life. Now, let's look at what happens after salvation. We talk about salvation, we talk about being saved. Well, if you're in an ocean drowning, when you are saved, I am speaking of having drowned in that ocean. Drowning. A person who is physically drowning. When you're saved, you're not going to hop out of that ocean, run into your kitchen, serve breakfast, get the kids off to school, or do all of the 100 other things that you're going to do. First, you're going to have to be rescued. Then, if you know anything at all about people who have drowned, after they are rescued and they're brought back to a conscious state. I'm speaking of people who have drowned and who have lost consciousness. Many, many times, they have to be retaught everything as though they were little bitty babies. They've lost the supply of oxygen to their brain. Their life has stopped. Indeed, it's been damaged, and they have to be retaught as of little babies. Isn't this what sin is? Sin is the drowning death. Your soul has drowned. You are in that body of sin. You have no place to go but down to the bottom. Is that how you feel? That the weight of the world is drowning you? You feel like you're being pulled down, down, down. Then you let Jesus rescue you. Let Him pull you up out of that ocean of sin. If you feel like everything about you, everything about your life keeps pulling you down, then it's that sin that is tangling you up and pulling you down. And let Jesus rescue you, pull you up, and breathe into you new life. Pray. Let me hear from you today, sister. Write to me. Let me pray with you in agreement concerning the salvation of your home, your children, your husband. Let me pray with you concerning new strength and a new life in Jesus Christ. And tune in tomorrow at this time. Find out what the Holy Spirit has for you as a new babe, as a new life in Christ. God bless you. Walk with joy in Jesus Christ. Praise God.